What's going on, guys? You are listening to the You Can Miss Me With That podcast. My name is Luther Okeo, and you guys know the drill. If you guys read the episode description, I'm going to cheat, because technically, we've been doing the 10 things I don't understand, and they've varied from Michael Vick to sagging. But this week, in order to get what I want accomplished done here in the near future, I'm going to cheat and basically put my last two topics together, which they revolve around the sport of baseball. And there are a lot of things in this world that, like you, I don't like, but there are very few things that I really do like, hate, or despise, you know. And just to give you a reason, like, I despise liars, which is weird because, or not even, I despise when you want to say something and, you know, no, like give you like any freaking romantic comedy or any like teenage movie where like the nerd is finally with the girl alone and he's trying to tell her how, you know, how he feels. And, like, you know, it takes him like 15 scenes to do it, or like somebody will walk in right before he tells her, like, just get out the way. And I get it, you're putting yourself out there or things like that. Whether it's good or bad news for me, I wish you would just come out and tell me. Which is why I really, with the people that I surround myself with now, though, they do that. That's why I really like that. And it's something that I'm not sitting here saying that I don't do it. Like, in terms of lying or beating around the bush, it's something that I constantly work on. But that's why I surround myself with people who don't do that. So that, you know, they're not doing it, I'm not doing it. In a way, if that makes any sense. So, I wanted to also another list, and on that same despise list is baseball. Like, I can't stand baseball. I despise baseball with all of my heart. I hate the fact that it seems like baseball players make the most money out of all the major sports. When damn people. I don't care who you are, football players should be making the most money with all the harm that they put themselves in, like harm's way, how much they put themselves in harm's way. But I get why they don't make the most, because it's also because of how much they put themselves in harm's way. Living here in Kansas City, I've gotten all the baseball I think I could ever need for the rest of my life. I've literally been in a city that has won the World Series, and it didn't really hit me the way it should. Did I have fun when the Royals were making their run in 2015, I think, when they beat the Mets? Yeah, because, you know, my friends were having fun. Because, you know, this is some, oh my God, we haven't seen this in 30 years or however long it was at the time. So, yeah, I was having fun because they were having fun. We went to Pine Light because, you know, that's where my friends wanted to go. But you want to know how much I don't care about baseball? So the Royals are getting ready to clinch Game 5 against the Mets to literally win the World Series. We're at Pretty Boy Nick, Scuba Steve, and Mr. Squints. We're at their place. They rented a 3-bedroom apartment. And we're watching a game on their TV. And everybody's locked in. And you see me, what was I doing? I passed out like maybe half an inning in. Like, I passed out completely. And I woke up right in like the 8th inning when, you know, the Royals are going to win and everybody started freaking out. And I remember the Goonies giving me a whole bunch of crap because I passed out. Baseball does not interest me whatsoever. But ironically, it's the game, it's the sport that I've been to the most live, because you can get cheap tickets to baseball games anywhere, and it's actually kind of fun when you're there, you know. Except for the last time I went to a Royals game, I did not have a good time, but that's not a story I ever want to tell. But I mean, just really look at baseball. It's such an antiquated sport, and it's not even about it with the action, because it's not. Like, I could watch curling for hours. Like, you know, the Olympic curling with the dudes on, just they just hop in an ice skating rink with some nice pants and throw a rock at other rocks with mops they get from like Home Depot in the clearance section. Like, I could watch that for hours. I could watch girls volleyball for hours. I could watch girls softball for hours, which I have on like ESPN at like 3 o'clock when you have a snow day or something, you're just watching it. I've watched like South Carolina and Texas throw down over softball, like just like bragging rights or whatever. I've watched that for hours, but baseball, just something about baseball itself, which is weird. I like watching girls softball more than baseball, but just baseball puts me to sleep. It's a great way for me to go to sleep. Have I used, like, I put on baseball highlights and passed out, you know? My problem with baseball, besides, you know, besides how antiquated it is, it's like the dumb rules that they have, like the unwritten rules of baseball are dumb. It sounds like something like, what, you were some 70-year-old when he was in his prime in the 40s came up with, and then we just kept it going, when really the unwritten rules of baseball, in my opinion, hurt the game, besides the fact that it's not even America's pastime anymore. It's not even a national sport anymore. It's more of a regional sport, you know? And the only reason baseball is even in the news right now, especially now that the Super Bowl is over, it's because of the cheating scandal with the Astros, which I'm sitting there like, man, okay, I guess you can, if that calls everybody on the Astros into question, I mean, they still kind of have to hit the ball, but if they know what pitch is coming, I guess that's gonna, I don't know enough. I mean, I just sat there and I was like, all right, I guess. I felt the same way like people felt about Pete Rose, and his thing was like, I believe he gambled on the game when he was a coach, and they don't know if he gambled. He says he only bet on his team, but that could also be other implications. So I'm just going to let that slide. Then you have Barry Bonds and why they won't put him in the Hall of Fame, even if he did take steroids, even though they haven't sufficiently proved it. But it's basically they treat Barry Bonds doing steroids like OJ killing the two people. It's just kind of like, it's the same level of acceptance, even though it hasn't been proven. But still, Barry Bonds had to hit all those home runs. He still had to do that. Even apparently before he started taking steroids, he already had a Hall of Fame career. But that's another thing besides the point. So I could easily just go into the game itself. And I'm sitting here thinking about all the reasons I don't like the game. Maybe it's because the severe lack of unathleticism, like, that I've seen from some of the players. Like, somebody hit a ball, it's supposed to be a single, and then you like pull a hamstring on your way to first base when you've already hit the ball, you have a clear path and you're going to make it on time, then you pull a hamstring. So I'm sitting there like, how are you able to pull your hamstring? Like, unless this is a prior injury, which you should have been talking to your trainer, and also you have all that time before you bat to stretch out, and while you're practicing on your swing, you can't just pop down, stretch your hamstring. Got plenty of time, especially if the at bat before you, or the two at bats before you, technically take a long time. So, you know, maybe it's just that there's not really any personalities in baseball. Even Bryce Harper, to me, he's corny. You know, the best player in the game, the Mike Trout of the Angels, Major League Baseball doesn't even promote the way they should. And trust me, the only reason I know about Mike Trout is because ESPN or all these people talk about him and what the great season that he's having. I don't go out of my way to watch baseball highlights. Like, I turn the radio off, or whenever I do listen to the radio, when the Royals games are on, because it's just so boring. And there's nothing like, right now, the Super Bowl's over, and technically if it wasn't for the XFL, which I don't even know if I'm going to watch, and sure, I'll watch a little bit of basketball, but from last week when I told you guys how I felt about Kobe Bryant, I don't watch basketball the way I should, or way I should, or I used to, even though I am starting to watch more Laker games this year, because obviously we have a chance to win it all this year. And, you know, it's like Kobe died. Might as well just, you know, LeBron's part of his legacy. This whole team's part of the legacy. So I've noticed myself watching a little bit more ever since he died, and it still hits me hard, but that's also part of the reason why I'm making a decision. And I'll let you guys know at the end of the show. But back to baseball. Like, there's so many lists. And also just the fact that I'm not trying to make this a racial thing, but it's like less black people play the game now. And then there's still a lot of racial undertones in baseball. I mean, it's not even just that. The racial undertones in hockey, too. Like, it's weird when, you know, when a PK Subban, who's, I believe he's on the Predators. He's one of the better players in the MLB. He's black, but he's been subjected to racism. Like, I read a story about this rookie in the MLB who's also black. Now, he has, like, a police escort everywhere he goes because of the threats that have been lobbied against him when he's playing hockey. As dumb as it sounds, it's still just a game, you know? And I remember a couple years ago, they were at the All-Star game, and then this group of fans unraveled this huge banner that says, racism is as American as baseball is. I remember, because I saw it on Undisputed, and Shannon Sharp was just going off, and he was really preaching that day, and just one of those things where I really listened to it. So I don't see where baseball goes from here, because it's nothing I would subject my worst enemy to. If we were just sitting down, had to watch something, I'm like, nah, we can pick 20 other things before I watch a game of baseball. And that's even before I go into the unwritten rules. I thought about literally going on my computer that I have right here and Googling them so I know, but they're dumb. Okay, what is it? So we're sitting there, I'm batting, you throw a shitty pitch, I knock it out the park. And even like, I could use an extreme example, like I knock it out the park, I'm freaking celebrating, walk around the base because I just won the game, you know? But so then you feel bad, and then you're mad at me because I'm celebrating you throwing a shitty pitch and I knocked it out the park. So then your next time you're going to see me, you're going to throw the same baseball where you can basically throw 60 to some people over 100 miles an hour at me to prove a point. So then I got to duck, and then I got to look like this because you were bad at your job. And then my thing is, like, of course I'd run at the pitcher. Nah, this dude out here think like, okay, let me use an actual for real example. So Jose Bautista, when he played for the Blue Jays a couple years ago, he was so he smacks this ridiculous home run, I think against who was it? I think it was the Astros before they were good, or I can't remember the team. But he smacks this ridiculous home run to win the playoff series, I think. So, of course, he has one of the biggest bat flips of all time. He runs around the bases. They win the game. You know, they won the game, so they're celebrating. So, the next season, you know, they're mad at Jose Bautista because he celebrated knocking a game-winning home run to win the game in the playoffs. You know how stupid that is? That's like, okay. So, obviously, now that the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl and the 49ers lost, so the 49ers are going to feel some type of way because they lost. But then that's like the 49ers getting mad at the Chiefs because they had the whole trophy presentation and they got the trophy. And of course, Chiefs fans are running on the field. They're getting mad at the 49ers. The 49ers are getting mad at the Chiefs for celebrating. That's how I equate it. And just think about how dumb that is. And then the next time you guys see each other, basically they're going to attempt to injure you because of how you celebrated. That's dumb. That's dumb. Okay, I'm sure there are plenty of other rules, but all those rules smack of being so antiquated. Bro, baseball, this one of the reasons why I think baseball is also low-key failing. Like, maybe not regionally, but nationally. Like, you need to adjust your, like, thinking to match your client base. That's why in sports, baseball has the oldest, like, viewing group. Okay? Even, like, when you look at football and go watch, like, the Ravens play, and even when they score touchdowns and then they flicker the lights to show that they scored touchdowns, and, you know, as a kid, you're watching, like, damn, this is kind of what the team I want to support. Or you can go to the Chiefs and then how high-flying that offense is. There's nothing like that in baseball. Maybe just the team that smacks a whole bunch of home runs. But then, you know, at least in baseball, they have the stigma like, okay, oh, that's weird that they're smacking all these home runs. They either, I guess now you could say they're cheating or they're on steroids. Which, who knows, it could be both. But I know from what I've always heard from sports pundits to people who watch baseball, their favorite time or some of the most exciting times of base for them, baseball wise, was when, was it Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, whatever it was, they were having that home run race and they were trading, they're just swapping shots during the steroid era. And A-Rod was part of that and all that. And first of all, good for A-Rod and that tremendous public relations comeback he's on. So not like people like him again, but who cares? So that's why I really do not like baseball. Like, it's a terrible sport with what seems like unathletic people, but it's not. I resent the fact that there's that their athletes basically make the most money. I resent the fact that their union, their players union, is one of the strongest. And you think like the NFL players union could like go in there and like talk to the baseball players union, like to be like, hey, there's some tips or tricks you could teach us, especially now that the NFL is getting, and the NFLPA, which is the player association, are getting ready to go back into arbitration as they figure out a new collective bargaining agreement for the next, I guess, 10 years, I think. And we're talking like I've even seen reports of a 2-year holdout. So like to make sure that the players association gets what they want, but that's easy to say right now. And hopefully the NFL players have been saving their money, because what's probably going to happen is that they're going to attempt to strike, and then some people are not going to manage their money correctly, so they're going to try and get into the sports facility. Of course, the owners and the teams will not let them in, and then some big players cross the picket line, and then it just kind of crumbles because there's no solidarity in the NFL Players Association. But yeah. You know, also thing I don't like about baseball, I resent the fact that one of the hardest things to do in sports is hit a baseball. See, in terms of my athletic like life, I've done almost everything, you know. Obviously not professionally, but, you know, I've scored a touchdown, I've had a pick, I made a tackle, all that stuff. Like, I've scored a game-winning touchdown. It's even in baseball. Like, I've stolen a base, I've made plays in the outfield. I've never pitched, but never want to pitch, because that's too high stress for me. But, like basketball, shooting three, all that. I've never dunked, but that's on the list for this year. So, whatever. You know, I've been working on that. But you can roll your eyes if you want. So, but baseball, it's like hitting a baseball. Like, I've played, you know, like, was it rec league softball? But that's obviously still different than, like, somebody cocking it and chucking it at me. And then I'm just supposed to be like, yeah, I'm fine. Hopefully his accuracy is all right. Or else, you know, he could give me a concussion. Or, I don't know, like when Giancarlo Stanton had his face busted open by a dude who couldn't control his pitches. And that's a professional who's throwing that, basically just throwing that ball over 90 miles an hour right at him. And of course he missed, hit him in the face, busted up his whole thing. So I can't stand baseball. I actually want to do this with my podcast OG and Beards, but you know, it's Super Bowl coverage, you know, and it's been, they've been incredibly busy, so I'm just going to take care of this myself. And I could go more in depth, but I don't want to talk anymore about baseball. It's dumb. It's a terrible sport. While I respect how hard it is, and I respect the athletes, well, most of the athletes that play them, it's like, for some reason, I just don't respect the sport itself. You know? And maybe that says more about me, but come on. There's a reason why baseball gets all the crap that it gets from not just me, but sports pundits and other people. But it's time for me to come and talk to you guys about the real reason for this episode. But I just kind of wanted to finish up the 10 things I don't understand. Kind of that series before I kind of get into this. But I'm going on a break from the podcast and kind of everything right now for the entire month of February. And the reason I'm doing this is basically kind of to gather myself, get myself together. And it's weird when I hear this from other people or YouTube channels or things like that. because you and then you kind of try to understand it yourself. But I've been running myself real ragged lately, and I think it's kind of showing in the quality of the last few episodes. And kind of listening back, and right now I'm really not happy with the direction my podcast is going. It's actually been kind of shown in the viewership of my podcast. So I just needed to kind of, I want to take a break for a while. And the month of January has been really, really hard for me. I lost a family member in that month. And then Kobe passing away really hit me hard. Talking to my mom, talking to a few people. And I've also lost like a lot of things, like personally, professionally, ironically, that's actually kind of gotten a little better, but I feel like my personal is going to detract from me professionally. And also, I technically host, I now am the host of another podcast, but this one's for my job. So kind of being able to balance both at the same time. I need to get things in order, and I'm going to start with myself first, because you've heard me on the podcast say, hey, I got this idea to do this. I want to be able to do this, and I want to be able to do that. Like, in terms of me going to becoming more of a video podcast, I've bought all the equipment. I just don't have time to set it up, you know? And the time that I do have, I really enjoy my downtime. Like, it is, what time is it right now? It is 4:15, Tuesday morning. 2 hours before the podcast comes out. I have not been able to sleep basically since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And it's, first of all, congratulations to the Chiefs, to my boys, my family who are Chiefs fans, and all of Kansas City. Like, it was weird to watch the Super Bowl, because you guys know me, I'm a Patriots fan. And then for the first time in 4 years, my team was not in the Super Bowl. So it was kind of weird to watch the Super Bowl without having, like, technically personal stakes in it. And, of course, you know, I still represent my pad. So when I went to a Super Bowl party, I was, you know, still rocking my Pats hat, attacked a little bit, which was weird that you guys care that much about my squad when we're not in it. But go ahead, whatever. But I know the parade's going to be awesome. If it's anything like the Royals parade at all when I was in town, because I remember I just stayed away from Kansas City altogether. So that's why, one of the few reasons I live out of it. And I want to, it's kind of cool living in a city that has experienced two championships, one in baseball and seeing how that is, and one in football. And I lived in LA when Kobe won his last two titles. So in terms of all the major sports, I've experienced everything. I'd still like to be in like a hockey town and have that team win it all, because when the Los Angeles Kings won it all, I was in college, so obviously I was not in that city to kind of see. And but Kansas City's kind of fulfilled that dream for me. But I just won. Yeah. But I'm basically digressing. Like, I just basically wanted you guys to know why I'm going on this hiatus for a while. You know, I got to take care of me. I actually have to set all this stuff up, test it, and see if this is the way I want my podcast to go. Maybe change up the whole format. I know it feels like I'm taking a huge risk by taking basically the whole month off of February. I don't expect to come back till my birthday, which is March 5th. You know, but I might even go even longer than that, depending on what I have to do or depending on how I feel. I haven't had a chance to properly mourn even my own family member, let alone still kind of processing Kobe Bryant's death. And I know it's dumb because it's a family member and Kobe Bryant, but obviously both my family member and Kobe Bryant had a huge impact on my life. So I just want to make sure I honor them both properly, and I want to make sure that I'm doing what I actually want to do with this podcast. And kind of Kobe's death really shook me up in that kind of way. I just want to make sure that I'm giving my best, and just kind of looking at the last few, I don't think I have been for you guys. So I want to thank you guys for listening, and please be patient with me this whole month as I kind of get things together. But also, I might actually have some other people hop on my podcast, even though I technically wouldn't be on it. I might let them hop on and do some stuff. I also made a video, a football video, with me asking a question for Chiefs fans, which probably I already know all your answers, especially now that the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl, but I still want to see your guys' reaction. And I'm going to be able to finish this video probably tomorrow and have it out on the Facebook page for you guys to kind of react to and comment. And I really want to hear from Chiefs fans about this, but it's also mainly a football fan's decision. But who knows? It's going to be very interesting to kind of see the retort to all this when I come back, or whenever the video drops for you guys to kind of watch. And I've been thinking about doing things like that anyway for my podcast, but this is just a football topic, and you know, just kind of doing something I really actually wanted to do. And now I understand why, when those YouTubers make these kind of videos, why it takes so long. And it's a lot of work, and you're trying to get the right balance of stuff and make sure that you have the right footage, you're making the right explanation, and whatever. You guys will see in a couple days. So to all my Chiefs fans, congratulations on your squad winning. Hopefully it does not take another 50 years for you guys to win another one. But also, I want you guys to understand that, I guess this is me speaking as a Patriots fan, I know you don't want to listen to me, but I'm already hearing talks of a dynasty. And I've heard literally radio pundits say that Mahomes is already a Hall of Famer. And to be fair, he's had probably the greatest 3 years, the greatest start to a career ever, by throwing for 5,350 touchdowns and losing an AFC Championship game last year to winning the Super Bowl this year. But in terms of dynasty talk, I think it's way too early. You at least got to win the second one first before, because technically, in terms of a dynasty, is where you win basically 3 and 4 years, like 3 and 5. You win 3 titles in a quick number of years. And I mean, Chiefs got to even win a second one before you even entertain that. And, you know, the last team to even repeat was the Patriots back in 2003. And you never know what's going to happen in the future, especially now that Chris Jones is up to be paid and Patrick Mahomes is going to get paid $40 million. That may change just the entire dynamics of the team. But I just want Chiefs fans to know, like, I'm not trying to rain on your parade at all. You guys should definitely enjoy this. Like, first time in 50 years. You know, some grandparents are finally kind of seeing it again. Or my little cousin's watching their team win for the first time, and they're finally kind of getting it, you know. And it's kind of fun to kind of watch on the other side. And, you know, I got a lot of shit because I'm a Patriots fan, which makes no sense. This is your, you know, this is your squad won. My squad literally had nothing to do with it. So to just kind of get attacked the way I have, it's kind of dumb. And I'm not just making it up. My family was coming at me with all the heat yesterday. Like my team was playing against them in the Super Bowl, and we didn't. So, it's your first time winning 50 years. I'll let it slide. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I just have a few things that I want you guys to do for me. Obviously when I'm gone, for this, basically this month, please, don't forget to like, share, review, and rate the podcast on whatever you listen to, whatever podcast platform you listen to. Don't forget to tell your friends, and don't forget, or if you would like, please tell me some of your favorite moments. So kind of see where you guys kind of, what parts of the podcast that you guys really like, and I'll try to tailor the podcast to that result. Also, don't forget to tell your friends, because now this is technically if I'm thinking correctly, this is episode number 76 in total, you know. And kind of for the first year, I've taken like a week break or another thing, but this is kind of like the biggest kind of hiatus that I'm taking, or extended kind of absence, and I really need it. So, you know, kind of get my get my mind right, make sure I'm doing the podcast right. You know, I got to take care of some stuff, obviously personally, but also maybe a few things professionally, as I'm kind of trying to go back into freelancing again, besides my job and other things. So thank you guys so much for listening. Still, if you guys have any questions for me or anybody, just let me know, and obviously I will try my best to accommodate you guys. I may also be looking for a co-host to do this podcast with me, but I haven't decided yet. So guys, please, 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 if you're a Chiefs fan, enjoy this, because it's going to be awesome. This the whole summer, you're going to be flexing the whole world. Like, yeah, we're world champions, while your baseball team is going to be trash and nobody's ever going to watch it. And I know I definitely am not. So, yeah. But then also, you know, you got the XFL, you know, that's technically starting this week. But, yeah, I'm not watching it. I'm not watching any part of that. Maybe I'll catch highlights. So I'll talk to you guys later. Don't forget to like, and follow the Facebook group, or follow the podcast on Twitter at YCMWT for both Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to call if you have any questions, comments, concerns, any feedback at all. I would truly appreciate during this month off, as I kind of try to figure things out. You can call the podcast at 805-539-2698. You can email the podcast at myycmwt@gmail.com. And that's basically it. I just really kind of need this time off, and to kind of get myself together and make sure that when I do come back, I'm coming back strong and the show looks visibly better. So take care of yourselves. Don't forget to, you know, tell your families you love them. Chiefs fans, enjoy this. Football fans, I guess we got a whole few months to kind of survive until, God, the draft and free agency, all that starts up, and I'm sitting there worrying about my quarterback, where the hell he's gonna go. And that's a whole other podcast. If I ever do a sports one, that's probably what I'll do. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Stay safe. Love you guys.